Unconvicted by Ollie Jarvis and read by Jason Doan for Saga Egmont. Everyone charged with a criminal offence shall be presumed innocent until proved guilty according to law. Article 6, paragraph 2 of the European Convention on Human Rights. I have no colour prejudices, nor caste prejudices, nor creed prejudices. All I care to know is that a man is a human being, and that is enough for me. He can't be any worse. Mark Twain. Prologue. Pani Mila was waiting for Jack in the doorway of the parish hall. An elderly Polish woman who helped out at the church and cooked and cleaned for some of the parishioners, including Jack's father. She reminded him of a Russian Matryoshka doll.
Thank you for coming, she said. It means very much to the children, meeting people like you.
It's an honour, Jack replied, letting his wig bag roll off his shoulder.
Sorry, but you'll have to speak Polish.
No problem, Jack replied. The chatter ceased as she showed him through into the hall, full of children of all ages sitting on old plastic chairs. It had been over a decade since he'd last sat in those seats.
Everyone, this is Jack Kowalski, Mila began in Polish. He is a defense barrister working in Manchester.
A few sniggers.
Who knows what that means?
She asked.
He gets criminals off,
said a boy at the back. The older children broke into laughter. Well, that's certainly one way of looking at it, Jack cut in, using his best Polish grammar. Encouraged by Jack's reaction, the teenager observed,
You're too young to be a barrister.
There were a few smirks. I'm 26. This wasn't going to be as easy as he'd thought. Some of my clients say the same thing. More laughter.
Anyway, said Pani, trying to regain her rhythm. Jack grew up in Moss Side, went to this church, went to Polish school here Saturdays, just like you. Actually, she said with a smile, like you, he no speak English when he start school.
She turned to the guest speaker for confirmation. That's right, Jack replied. The audience was interested now.
Did you find that hard?
Asked a teenage girl.
Yes, it was difficult to fit in. I don't think I ever got over it.
He had struck a chord.
Is that why you became a barrister? Had something to prove?
Good question, Jack laughed. You should be the barrister. A grin spread across her face.
Do you have to wear funny clothes?
Asked the younger girl at the front. Yes, I do. Glad of the respite, he pulled the tin from his bag and held up his wig. I have to wear this, he said, tossing it over to the child. Try it on. Enjoying the attention, she put it on, making everyone chuckle. A boy put his hand up.
What do you do if they've done some horrible crime, like rape or murder, and you know they're guilty?
Pani Mila winced, but didn't intervene. Jack gave a wry smile. He'd been asked that question 1,000 times.
You only know if they tell you, and then you can't say they're innocent.
But what if you just know? The boy persisted. In your heart. Jack thought for a moment. You carry on.
That must be very difficult, said Pani Mila.
I suppose so, Jack replied. But it hasn't really happened to me yet. Chapter 1.
Come on, you two, it's 7:30.
Natasha Smart's daughters scampered across the landing. They giggled as she patted their bottoms. The girls climbed under their duvets.
Mummy, said Geraldine, the eldest, as she flopped her head deep into the pillow. I miss Daddy. When can we see him?
I'm not sure, sweetie. Daddy's poorly. When he's better, you can see him. Does he still...